Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Make no bones about it. We have a big show. We have a big show for you today on Kingdom Pursuits. I'm just saying, you know, getting off, you know, on a good start like that. But we, you know, last week we had Martha Dobson here, which if you've never listened to Kingdom Pursuits before, it's how does God take your passion, you know, something, and he's using that to build the kingdom. And in the case of Martha, she was encouraged to write an encouraging book called Be Encouraged.
There you go.
And her website is Encouraging the Nation. So welcome back, Martha.
Thank you.
And Martha, you got a big event today.
I do.
You're going to be at a book signing?
Yes, at Barnes & Noble in Winston, 3 to 5.
Barnes & Noble in Winston-Salem. So, wow, how cool is that? And so 3 to 5, you can come meet Martha. She's going to be down there. And I imagine you'll be signing books.
I will. Please come.
Yeah, that's what a book signing is. I see how I put these things together. You wondered. Also with us today, we have Tony and Debbie Zombeck, and they are with a company I had not heard about, but I'm very excited to hear about them and find out more about them. Osteo Strong, here in Winston-Salem. Welcome, Tony.
Thank you, thank you. We are glad to be here. I'd love to tell you about the new Osteo Strong in Winston.
So that word osteo just jumps right out at me, and I'm like, what does that mean? I know what strong means.
Yep. And so really it is trying to push you towards the fact that we are helping strengthen the musculoskeletal system or bones. That's different. That's new. It's the first of its kind. And we can do a lot to really help people.
There you go. So speaking of bones. Tom and Debbie told me that they were destined for osteology. They could feel it in their bones, right? In fact, Debbie told me, you're going to like this one. Debbie told me that they overprescribed the use of bisphosphonates. How do you say that?
Bisphosphonates.
Bisphosphonates. They overprescribed those, and you know why? It's bad to the bone. I'm just telling you. And along those lines, right? When Tom and Debbie argue in their practice, guess what? It's usually a bone of contention. That's just natural. See how good the audience is today? They're laughing up. Okay. And laughing at Osteo Strong, you may think is a humorous instrument, but they're known for their funny bone. And you can tell just listening to them laugh.
Very good. I like both of those.
So in the Bible, here comes the actual riddle that you can win by answering this little riddle here. In the Bible, Joshua boned up on what to do with Joseph's bones. Where did he bury them? In the Bible, Joseph boned up on what to do with Joseph's bones. Where did he bury them? And if you can answer that by calling in at 866-348-7884, Keith, tell them what they'll win.
Well, Robbie, they will win tickets to see the Winston-Salem Dash take on the Wilmington Blue Rocks,
as well as some Osteo t-shirts.
Yeah, they're not just going to... There are six tickets on Tuesday night to go watch the Winston-Salem Dash, and you will be styling and profiling in Osteo Strong shirts. We have three shirts plus the tickets, and you're going to be in the stands rooting the Dash, going to be dashing through the snow. It could snow again in April. You never know. And it's all going to, all you have to do is tell us, in the Bible, Joshua boned up on what to do with Joseph's bones. Where did he bury them? 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH for the digitally gifted that can do stuff like that. I can't. For those who can't, we expect you to call in with this answer and win all these fabulous prizes. Six Dash tickets and t-shirts, all for the simple answer to this, where in the world are Joseph's bones? So, Martha.
Yes.
We didn't get a chance to be encouraged enough last week. And so
that's true.
we just had you on for a brief moment of encouragement, and so we decided to bring her back for more encouraging. And you told a story about the balloons last week.
Yes, I did.
But now we need a new story. We need to be encouraged. It's a new Saturday. It looks a little gloomy out there. I got to drive to Pittsburgh this afternoon, so I need some encouragement. What's another good story? I love stories, by the way.
I do too. And another good story is the one about a woman that went to Nicaragua on a mission trip, a medical mission, and they ran out of medicine. And so the director said they were going to close the clinic the next day. And this lady said, no, let's pray about it. So the next day they got up and she prayed about it. And the people came, and every time they came, she reached in her bag, and there was enough medicine for that person. And that kept happening until the last two people came. She didn't have medicine. She asked another nurse, do you have any more medicine? She said, no. She said, look in your bag. There was enough for two people. So just like feeding the 5,000, God kept providing it. And he actually did that for Ben and me in Ecuador. We gave all our teddy bears away for kids after the earthquake in refugee camps, and we went to minister to Indian children, and when we got under the bus for our supplies, there were more teddy bears. God's still doing it today.
Yeah, no, he really is, and I happen to have a story. You've encouraged me so much, I got to tell my own story. A friend of mine is David Parsons, and many who know the Truth Network know David. He's a missionary here in this area to young people. He does... he works with youth. But anyway, he had been like over the men's ministry at Calvary Baptist Church. It was a fairly large ministry, and there was an event that was in Charlotte that they used to have. I'm trying to think of the name of it. Anyway, he was supposed to go down and get the tickets before a busload of people came from Calvary. Well, when he gets down there with the bus, there are no more tickets. So he's got 55 people coming. On the way from Winston-Salem, he's got no tickets, right? So he begins to pray, God, what do I do? Well, go out and scalp some tickets. So he puts up a big sign like, you know, you would do, need tickets, right? And so he's standing there with this big sign that says need tickets. And the first person walks up to him and says, do you know where I can get some tickets? And he goes, no, I'm standing here because I need tickets. You know, no. Oh, man. So he's standing there a few more minutes. Somebody else comes up. They give him two tickets. He goes, all right, now I only need 53. The next person comes up and says, man, I need some tickets. Do you know where I can get some tickets? And he's standing there with these two tickets, and he goes, oh, I'm never going to get all these tickets. Here you go. And he gives this guy these tickets. Next people come up. They give him four tickets, right? It isn't long. Somebody else comes by. They want tickets. He gives them tickets. Because, you know, I guess, and so this scenario, to make a very long story short, because this went on and on and on and on. But the bottom line is he gave out over 100 tickets, but he still had his 55 tickets for the event by the time between people giving and taking away, right? They had too many tickets for their group or whatever. It was a Promise Keepers event that was in Charlotte that year. It's a story I've never forgotten that, you know, he thought, you know, wait a minute, these tickets are for me. And by giving away, right? And that's what the lady was doing with the medicine. It's the same thing. I'm very encouraged. So I got to know about this word,
bisphosphonates.
There you go. People have been overprescribed?
Well, so how technical should I get? Bisphosphonates, when drugs are researched, they usually have a team of the MDs, you know, all the doctors involved with going, you know, doing the test trials and everything. Well, when they were doing the research on these drugs, they did not have a dentist on the board. And so they went through the FDA and they got this medication approved, but nobody noticed side effects.
We're going to find out more about
bisphosphonates.
And we're going to find out about bones and teeth. We have David in Pawtown has the answer to the riddle, and he could be styling and profiling with OsteoStrong in the stands of the Dash. We got so much more Kingdom Pursuits coming up. More encouragement, all these stories. Oh, my goodness. Stay tuned. So much more coming up on Kingdom Pursuits. takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom today. We are blessed to have more of Martha Dobson. Be encouraged in her website, Encouraging the Nations. We want to mention that she does have a book signing today at Barnes & Noble, downtown Winston. And, of course, her books are available at Gullion's Christian Store, you know, one of our great sponsors here on the Truth Network, not just in Statesville, but also in King. Either location of Gullion's in Mount Airy at, is
Karis.
It Cher-
Karis.
Karis, spelled with a C-H. That got me. Karis, Christmas books
and Christian bookstore.
Christian books, okay. My ability, Cornerstone Books in Boone, and encouragingthenations.com. So we got all that. But also today, we have Tony and Debbie Zombeck with OsteoStrong. I think you're really going to enjoy hearing their passion, what God's doing with them. As I get to tell you, I've learned so much in just 5 minutes. But first, we got to find out about these bones. David is in Pofftown. David, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. So, can you repeat the question again? I want to make sure I got this right.
Okay. In the Bible, Joseph boned up on what to do with Joseph's bones. Where did he bury them?
Did he bury them in the Promised Land?
Correct. There's more to it, but it's okay. That's an absolutely correct answer. He buried them in the Promised Land, which is now Israel.
Yeah, I know when they left Egypt, they took his bones with him.
You're right. Moses had him do that, and so they ended up in Joshua. They're a little more specific on where in the Promised Land they're buried, but just because we've never in the history of Kingdom Pursuits had anybody that didn't win, you are absolutely correct. They are buried in the Promised Land, so you can enjoy the Dash game with your family. There's 6 tickets there, and you got these wonderful shirts, OsteoStrong, so you're going to be styling and profiling. David.
Well, thank you.
You're all set. Thank you. God bless.
All right. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. So, you know, we have another Be Encouraged book and a workbook that we can give away if you feel like you can go even further than the Promised Land, because we can be more specific on where these bones are. Now, we don't know right to the very millimeter where they are, but we do have a city name, and you can try for that one at 866-348-7884. But Debbie, when I was listening to your story, so for those listening that may not know, Debbie was a dentist and a surgical dentist. What do they call that?
Yes. So I'm actually a general dentist. I've done 2 residencies in implantology. I've passed my written APOI exam, which leads me to almost be a implant specialist in North Carolina. I have to do my oral presentations of my cases, and then I will be an implant specialist. But I do a lot of surgeries in my practice. And so to get back to the OsteoStrong, when these bisphosphonates were being approved, there were no dentists in the research projects. And so they started finding that people who had been taking these drugs were developing this infection of the jaw called osteoradionecrosis.
Oh.
Which is a terrible thing.
Not to mention, I wouldn't want to spell it.
No, exactly. And so, you know, I was presented by a patient who was diagnosed with osteoporosis with an invitation to a meeting in Raleigh for an OsteoStrong. And I was like, well, okay, I'll go. And so I went, and they blew me away. Dr. John J. Quish, the developer, just the science makes sense of how OsteoStrong works and how people can avoid having to take pharmaceuticals to reverse osteoporosis, osteopenia. And not to say that drugs aren't necessary, but from the majority of the population, OsteoStrong can indeed reverse osteoporosis and osteopenia.
And without bisphosphonates.
Without the bisphosphonates. You got it. You got it.
Which is one of the things that the reason that they prescribe those by things.
Yes.
Is for people that have osteoporosis.
Exactly. Exactly. And as a dentist, when they start taking these medications, it makes it very difficult to give patients options. And so for me, being diagnosed with osteoporosis myself, it makes sense to try to do this without taking drugs.
So I just, you know, just think how courageous this couple is Tom and Debbie. And you guys, right, you found out about this. God obviously brought it into your life based, you know.
Oh, yeah. Spent a lot of time. You know, this is a big move for us. You know, as a dentist, she has a practice that she's still working in. And our family is also here in the Winston area. And so we wanted to be close to them as well. And so we knew that we could help so many people. And the prayer is what brought us here, brought us to OsteoStrong as a final decision. And it does so much more than just the osteoporosis and osteopenia. It can help middle-aged members with back pain. It actually reverses back and joint pain. It can help with the youth. They use it to increase their muscles because their muscles only get as strong as their bones will let them get.
Right.
And so once you hit 30 years of age, you start losing bone from that point on, and we now have a way to stop that.
Yeah, and so you guys have been open for just 30 days.
30 days.
And that's a really courageous thing, Tom, and to step out and open your... So where are you guys located?
We're at on South Stratford, 205 South Stratford Road, across from Thruway, actually in the Towers Shopping Center. If you know where Zoe's is, we're right in that shopping center.
So if you're in Winston-Salem there, but you heard him already say that there's an OsteoStrong in Raleigh, mm-hmm. and if you're in Charlotte, I'll bet you there's one. Is there one there?
Not yet. We know of a member, somebody that's trying to open one, but we're worldwide. They're in Europe, they're in Australia, they're in New Zealand.
Are they in Richmond?
Because
Ashland? Okay.
All right.
So for our listeners in Richmond, because we're on those stations, we're on in Raleigh, we're on in Charlotte, we're on. And so we want everybody to have an outlet for this as we get more into it. And you'll find out more what OsteoStrong is after you get a little more encouragement. Because, you know, we got Martha over here and her courage, her book, Be Encouraged. Now, here's the deal. We're so encouraged that you're going to be encouraged that she's sending all the proceeds from these books.
Yes.
What are you doing with them?
They all go to build an orphanage in Uganda known as Rehoboth Children's Home.
And Rehoboth what?
Rehoboth Children's Home in Masinda, Uganda.
What? Is that a... Where did you get Rehoboth?
Rehoboth is part of the name that Pastor Kawa, that God gave him.
Really?
And the interesting thing about this orphanage is that there will be the best school in Uganda, and the children will be raised up to go to the nations and share the gospel. People can afford to send their kids there. We'll pay for the orphanage, and there will be a medical clinic there as well.
Okay, so you encourage this with the... And again, these stories and so many more, because this is a thick book. I mean, this isn't... And it's got a study guide along with it. Well, let's talk about that. Why a study guide with a Be Encouraged book?
Well, because the book can be read just as a devotional by itself. It's a different kind of devotional. Most devotionals just have a small, short section to read. This has a biblical context for all of the stories as well. And the devotional comes in because it has a reflection page, has scriptures to stand on, and prayers. And so you can either use it in your prayer time or turn this into a Bible study. And I'm happy to speak to women's groups, Bible studies. I love to encourage women.
So going back to the story we just heard about the medicine that didn't run out, I'm guessing it's a story of, was it Elisha or Elijah? I never get those names straight, that had the oil that didn't run out?
Yes, and there's another story in there that deals with Elijah. And
how do you say it?
Elijah, in this case.
Okay.
And
you can tell I struggle with words. It's just one of my struggles.
And there's a story about him hearing the small, still voice. Well, there is a woman who wrote about her husband in one of these stories. And it was wintertime, and the pipes were frozen. They had a well, and her husband went out to check the pipes. And the Holy Spirit spoke to him and said, go inside and check the water. And just as he did, the submersible pump blew up. It flew over the fence and over the well house. And if he had not listened to the small, still voice, he would have been the one in pieces. God saved his life.
In other words, yeah. And so, yeah, you're taking them back to, you know, on the mountain.
Yes.
And the wind.
Yes.
But God wasn't in the pump blowing up over his head. You know, that's kind of what's going on there. Wow. That's phenomenal. And so with each of your stories, how about the balloon story we heard last week? Where if you weren't listening last week, what a story. This man, well, tell it again because it's just okay. So good.
And this woman's husband was grieving the loss of his dad. So he prayed and he said, "Lord, I don't know if dad made it to heaven. Would you give me a sign?" And you know how balloons go straight up with helium? Well, this one defied gravity, came straight down eye to eye. And the writing on the balloon said, "Having a great time. Wish you were here." He had his answer.
You know, if you got a balloon like that after you've been praying to hear about if your dad went to heaven. So what scripture did you use for that one?
For the one about him going to heaven? Oh, God's your provider. He meets your needs every time. He's your great El Shaddai.
He really is. That's incredible. So not only do you have all these encouraging stories, but you got a workbook to kind of take you into the Bible so you can maybe see some of those in your own life. If you go to kingdompursuits.com, by the way, we have all the information for OsteoStrong, their story, and what you can do to find out how to work 60 seconds and something happens. We're going to find out all about that when we come back. But it's all there at kingdompursuits.com. And we still don't know exactly where the bones are dug, buried. So, 866. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And once, as always, God provides us poster children for that. We have Tony and Debbie. I've called him Tom throughout the show, so his name's actually Tony, but you know he doesn't know he's going to get a new name in heaven. It could well be Thomas, I'm just saying. But Tony and Debbie Zombeck with OsteoStrong here in Winston-Salem. And Martha Dobson, she has a book called Be Encouraged. And she's got a book signing today at Barnes & Noble in downtown Winston-Salem. So I am just finding out so much on the breaks about bones. Like my question is, okay, so I come down to OsteoStrong, and obviously I'm suffering from, you know, age 63. My bones are, you just totally bummed me out that I've been dwindling since I was 30. No, I'm just kidding. So, you know, take me through the problem. What am I going to experience to get my bones, which I guess osteo means bones?
Yes. Yes.
So, see how much I've learned already.
Yeah. No, you're doing great. So the process, the first time you're going to come in for about 45 minutes to an hour, because we want to make sure we understand what you need and make sure that we put you through the system. There's four different positions we put you in. The total amount of effort in a regular session is about 60 seconds of effort, one day a week. They found that that's the ultimate or the best frequency at which to do it. You're going to come in the first time. The reason it's longer.
So let's talk about that. So one day a week.
Yep.
And you guys have got some new science along those lines.
Absolutely. So Dr. Jay Quish is the inventor of the system that we use called Spectrum. And he developed it for his mother, who was diagnosed with the osteoporosis. And so she had osteoporosis. Now, since she's been using Spectrum for multiple years, she has the bone density of a 30-year-old.
Really?
So she used none of the drugs that, you know, they had prescribed for her, and that's what her son, Dr. Jaquish, was concerned about. But again, you go in, you spend about 10 minutes total on a regular session. You go through the devices, you finish off with a vibration session, and you're done. You're not sweaty, you're not fatigued, you're not sore. You can do it in your everyday clothes one day a week.
But again, Debbie, you were saying that one day a week, bones are different than muscles.
Right. Well, it's just like we were talking about your blood cells and everything. It takes, you know, over a week for your blood cells to grow, you know, to replenish themselves, because we're constantly turning over. And so the bones take longer. The endoplasmic reticulum, not the muscles are sarcoplasmic reticulum and the bones are the endoplasmic. So it just takes the bones about a week to a week and a half to really reach their peak performance after being stimulated through these growth triggers through the spectrum system. So,
oh, I like that. Growth triggers.
Yeah.
So you're actually asking your bones to begin to fill out again, right?
Yes. You're getting denser. You're getting stronger bones through the stimulation. When we are young and we're on the playgrounds and we're jumping off the swings and the monkey bars, that impact that we absorb when we land stimulates our bones when we're growing to be stronger. Well, once we pass that 30-year mark, we're not stimulating our bones
anymore. I haven't been on the monkey bars in years.
So this is kind of like jumping off the swings and right. The monkey bars and playing and stimulating. You know, it's that brief loading on our bones that causes everything to start to be alive again and get stronger.
How exciting. And so just, you know, like everybody listening is going, how much does this cost? How much does it cost?
So right now we've got a special program for our first 100 members, and we're reducing our enrollment fee and our monthly fee by a total of $100. And so if you come through, we're going to buy the first two sessions for free to let you see what it's like, so you can see what happens from session to session. And then you can learn for yourself, and we can give you all the breakdowns that you need.
Okay, the first two sessions are going to be free.
Yes.
And then how much?
So then if you're one of the first 100, the enrollment fee is usually $179. We're reducing that by $80, so it's $99. And then a core package for the spectrum by itself is normally $149. We're knocking $20 a month off of that, so that's at $129. So
$129 a month.
A month, yeah.
And compared to the medication that people would take, I imagine it's not.
Yeah, even if you think about copays for different things that you have to do with that as well. And when Debbie was touching on the impact and everything else, the great thing about Spectrum is it's self-loading and it's safe. You're not doing like jumping off the playground. Your pressure is placed very easily on the bones. That's why people that are 80 years old can do it.
Right. And so I would think that, wow, there's a lot of people out there, you know, that's in their family history, that they know that they're up against that kind of thing. And
yeah. And there's benefits from 19 to 90, we say. I mean, the youth can get stronger and blow through their previous records, middle age, back, energy, agility.
So, yeah. Your wife had said, do you have back pain? And so talk about that.
So I was diagnosed with degenerative disc disease, which when I asked the doctor what that meant, he said, it means you're getting old. And I said, what do you do for that? He says, well, stop running and stop doing the things that make it hurt. Well, when we found out about OsteoStrong and how it was helping with the back disease or with the back pain, it was like an epiphany there as well. And so what we're doing is not only the bones are getting denser, but the muscle fibers are getting denser as well. And those muscle fibers help support the joint areas. And the founder of OsteoStrong was to a point where he couldn't get out of bed in the morning because of back pain. And after doing the system for a period of time, he is pain-free. So it really works well for men. That seems to really be something we all seem to suffer with.
Yeah, that sounds good, doesn't it, Martha?
Sounds good.
It's encouraging, isn't it? And so getting back to being encouraged, I want another story. I just love these stories. So we got the balloons. We got the lady with the medicine that didn't run out. What's another of your favorites?
How about healing?
Healing. I like healing. We're talking about that.
We're talking about healing. So there's a story in there about a lady who...
Oh, which by the way, before you get to that one.
Yes.
If you listen to Christian Car Guy, if you can go to the podcast, you can just tell your phone, Siri, I want to listen to Christian Car Guy podcast. Today's show.
Yes.
There was a lady that called in at the end of the show. Did you hear her?
No.
I was asking for shining moments. She was mentally retarded till the age of 6. She couldn't talk. And she was like totally, you know, she was unable to talk and all this stuff. She goes to a prayer session with her family. And the way she described it, she sees this light, and the first words out of her mouth is, I see a light. And and to hear her talk now, you wouldn't believe it. But, I mean, she was totally saved, healed from mental retardation. I mean, what a story. We're sitting there just spellbound. This lady is telling a story. This clearly is wonderful, wonderful. So I was encouraged and immediately thought of your book. No, I'm just kidding.
So there's a lady who had worn glasses ever since she was a child. She had really bad nearsightedness, astigmatism. And one day she was praying, and she said, God, I'm so sick of glasses. I lose them. I throw them down. I break them. Would you just heal my eyesight? Forgot she prayed it. A couple years later, she went to the ophthalmologist and said, I don't think I need glasses. Will you check my eyesight? I think I see fine driving, reading. And so he came back and he said, God's healed your eyes. And she said, what did they used to be? And he said, 100 over 60, 20 over 60 and 20 over 100. She said, what are they now? 20 over 30 and 20 over 40. So the next year he moved. Someone else checked her eyes, and he checked them three times because he couldn't believe it. They were 20/20 in both eyes. The next year a different doctor checked them because he retired. And he said, they're 20/15 in one eye and 20/20 in the other. God went over and beyond. And then he took her to Ethiopia on a mission trip, working in the prayer room of a medical clinic. And their team prayed for a Jewish rabbi and a Muslim imam, both who were blind, and God healed their sight. And they gave their heart to the Lord.
Wow. That's encouraging. And there's a workbook to go with it. So it's all there at KingdomPursuits.com, as well as OsteoStrong. We got so much more coming from Tom. No, Tony. I was just kidding. That time. Coming from Tony and Debbie and Martha. So stay tuned. Oh, somebody could still win. 866-348-7884. Tell me where exactly. What city are those bones buried in? How God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. It's so much fun to do this and see, you know, what God brings me every week, all these wonderful people that, you know, to inspire you to go to medical school and learn about that. And then all of a sudden he drops this whole, what's that word again?
Bisphosphonates.
Bisphosphonates in your lap. And the things go on. Or, you know, again, the be encouraged, which your stories are so wonderfully encouraging. But right now we have Stephen is in Kernersville, and he has an interesting question for us. Stephen, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
How you doing? I don't really have a question. I just wanted to get the information and set up an appointment, if that's how you do it, for the discount that you had mentioned.
Oh, yeah, for the OsteoStrong.
Yes, because I've had a ruptured disc, L5 disc, about 22 years ago, and so there's not a lot of cushion between there, and I need to, anything that could help the bones and the muscles around, that'd be greatly appreciated.
Okay, we're going to give you the number right now, Stephen. Go ahead.
All right, so if you'll give us a call at 336-293-7525. And that'll either go right into my cell phone, or Ruth may be there that can answer the phone for you, or leave us a message. We'd be glad to get you set up and bring you through for your first free session and show you what it's all about. And I know we can help you.
When do you want me to call? Like sometime Monday or any as soon as I hang up?
You can call. I'm trying to think of what she's got going on. You could probably call right now, because even if you just get the recording, we'll have all your information. Just leave your email and phone number, and we'll get right back to you to set it up
for you. And just tell me that you heard it on Kingdom Pursuits and that you get an even special discount because you know Robbie.
There you go. But we'd love to have you.
So that number again is 336-293. And we're going to offer this to just not you, Stephen. Anybody wants to call in and leave the special Robbie message, they're not going to forget you. 336-293-7525. There you go. That's exciting. Thank you, Stephen,
and thank you for calling.
Thank you for listening. God bless.
Thank you for your time.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. So we want to make sure one more time that you know that, wow, it's almost Easter. And what a time to be encouraged. So if you're thinking about a Mother's Day gift, you're thinking about an Easter or something you want to put. Now, this looks like, if you look at the cover of Be Encouraged, it almost looks like Easter eggs on the cover. So I don't know. But Mother's Day's coming up, graduation gifts, all that stuff. Come out to Barnes & Noble, right? See Martha. She's... You know, it's really cool that God gave her the gift of encouragement. So she's like your own personal Barnabas. You can meet her today out there at Barnes & Noble's.
3 to 5. Can't wait to meet you.
In Winston-Salem. So we want to talk about biohackers. You know, I've gone through my entire life not knowing what a biohacker is, but today I've given another word besides biophosphonates.
And so we were the same way. When we were told about the biohacking, I was like, I had to look it up online. I said, what is a biohacker? So basically what that is, a group of people that are trying to affect their lifestyle and health through natural means. And so that's where OsteoStrong fits in for them. And we have biohackers that are adjusting their diet and using OsteoStrong to blast through their previous records of performance, because we build that skeletal system so that the muscles can increase. Your central nervous system will only allow your muscles to do as much as your bones will allow it to do. And so by going through OsteoStrong and building those bones, those biohackers are seeing increases with just a few sessions. So realistically, we can affect everybody through either the middle age for their back and their energy and vitality, the elderly with osteoporosis.
One of the things that you mentioned too that really just jumped out at me, because I know it really was what took my father's life in a different kind of way, is balance. That it affects your balance.
Absolutely. So we've got research showing that after just five sessions, balance increases by 77%.
Are you serious?
We have members come through and start the session. We do a balance, just a mini balance check, and they'll go through one session. And afterwards, some of them actually see an improvement in their balance in one session.
And you know, for many elderly, like my father fell, and then, you know, we just couldn't get him to stop falling. And that was, you know, what took his life eventually. So
yeah,
this is huge.
It is.
I mean,
very
so you could take an 80, could you take an 88-year-old person and help them with their balance?
Well, in general, yes. You know, it's very particular. We do a wellness assessment before we start to see where people are. And we're very protective of everybody coming through because we want this to be a positive positive thing for them, because people come in with fear. You know, balance is really the big thing for many, many people. And so when you bring them in like that, you want to make sure you protect them. And so that's what we do at OsteoStrong, and try to help them and get better.
That's huge. I mean, it's just absolutely wonderful. So, wow, for such a time as this, you may have been listening today and you wanted to be encouraged. You find out about OsteoStrong. We'll give out that phone number one more time and see if I can read this in my best radio voice. Call now, 336-293-7525 for OsteoStrong.
Good job, Ari. That was great.
I could be on the radio. That's what they say. Or you can jump down to Barnes & Noble today for the book signing of Be Encouraged. So we're so grateful. I am really, really grateful for you listening to Kingdom Pursuits today, for joining us. You know, you got so much truth coming at you on the Truth Network. You got Encouraging Prayer by James Banks. It's coming up next, followed by The Masculine Journey, which is awesome. It's going to be on at 12 o'clock. And then, wow, just so much truth coming at you on the Truth Network. We're so grateful for you listening and for joining us. Remember, kingdompursuits.com. And if you want to know the city, it was Shechem. That's where the bones are. And they even think they found them. And who knows? They could get OsteoStrong.